الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر، ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر، وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر، ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عني. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. With regard to our ma'amulat, our wazifas that we should read, today we'll discuss a wazifa for Laylatul Qadr. All other wazifas for throughout the year, but for Laylatul Qadr, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself gave us this wazifa. When Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha asked Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that if I find Laylatul Qadr, what should I read? Just like we also ask what wazifas we must read. If we have find Laylatul Qadr, what we must do. Many ulama have made lot of suggestions, which du'as we should read, etc. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and as we read the hadith, without hesitancy, didn't think that what wazifa should I show. Immediately showed this wazifa, that if you find the night of Qadr, then read, Allahumma innaka afuun. Oh Allah, you are embodiment of forgiveness. You are forgiveness. Embodiment, that is, that person is that thing. Like, for example, one occasion, a couple were having some arguments amongst themselves. They had called me for trying to resolve the matter. So in the discussion, the husband said he is a person that he loves his food. And to this extent he said that, for example, if she cooks curry khichdi or anything else, and it's cooked finished 1 hour, 2 hours before time, and then when she serves it, she warms it again, that is nothing to me. That's not food. That is just like she opened a can of baked beans or fish, and that she served it. I want it from the stove. It must come fresh on my plate. On that I remember now, we were small little children, very small. And I can remember my marhuma ma, for sehri in Ramadan, it was common practice those days, and cold stoves that day. They would light the stove that time. They would get up perhaps 1 o'clock or whatever, and then cook fresh. And from the pot into the plate, the food used to be. And after that, I can still remember, we should go and sleep. But could hear washing the dishes, cleaning up the kitchen. Everything spick and span. That today used to be like that. Today with the electric stove and everything, just warming up in the microwave. What a difference in the two cultures of those days and today. And that the cold stove, they had to light the stove, get the coal, the wood, paper, get it lit, and that, what a difference. So anyway, so he said, I am food. I am food. I love food. I live for food. I die. I love to eat. That is what he means. So to understand what it is to be, so Allah is Allahumma innaka, and with the ta'keed, undoubtedly you are a fool. And so much Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness, Allah is an embodiment, Allah is forgiveness. That when a person commits sin, Allah puts in his heart to ask for forgiveness. And after that he asks for forgiveness and Allah forgives him. That is the forgiveness of Allah Ta'ala. And when Allah forgives, Allah doesn't just forgive the sin, Allah gives much more. On one occasion, Hazrat Maulana Shah Abdul Ghani Phulpuri Rahmatullah Ali, our Dada Sheikh, our Sheikh's Sheikh, and he lived in a jungle, not in a village, in a jungle. It was just his own house was there, and there was nobody else living around him. And he was just mad in the love of Allah, It was just unbelievable how he used to. He's just in the love of Allah. One time he was, and Hazrat says that Hazrat's duty was as a young boy. Hazrat went to him at the age of about 16, 17. And young people, how they love their sleep. Old people can't fall asleep. Many people, they say that this person whole night making tahajjud. What young people say, they don't get sleep in any case. What are they going to do? So they might as well as make tahajjud, make zikr, read Quran Sharif. But young people, what sleep means to them. So Hazrat was a young man, and Hazrat's duty was to wake up Maulana Phulpuri at about 3 in the morning for tahajjud. But Hazrat says, perhaps never did I get the occasion to wake up. Before I woke up, Hazrat was up already. And what a cough usually he used to get up when he used to get up. And then I knew Hazrat is up already. And then Hazrat used to make tilawat of Quran Sharif 10 to 15 suparas. And Hazrat's ibadat then was from 3 o'clock till Zohar. Till 11 o'clock his ibadat. Then he should go and teach Bukhari Sharif. And then finish off at Zohar time. And then after that lunch in Qaylula. But that whole time, and he said, our Shaykh says, these are those people who fulfill the rites of وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I have not created jinn and man but for my ibadat. About 8 hours continuous ibadat, and then another 2-3 hours of teaching Bukhari, about 11 hours continuously, and then starting again from Asr, right through after Maghrib again, and then the whole night's ibadat. So Hazrat on one such, and Hazrat should read Quran Sharif, and after about every 8-10 ayats, Hazrat, Allah, 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 is the, our Shaykh explains it, that this was like the steam engine, or like a pressure cooker we have, and it builds up steam. If you don't allow that steam to go out, it will burst. So Hazrat's Anwarat of Allah and Qurb and Ma'iyat of Allah used to build up so much in Hazrat that if he did not let it out, it would like he will burst. So much of Qurb and love of Allah. So on one such occasion, Hazrat came to Hazrat our Shaykh, Hazrat Hakim Sahab, and he said, Hakim Sahab, you should call him Hakim Sahab. In Hakim Sahab, a new knowledge, what was the word? Ilmi Azim Atahu. Allah has given me a great knowledge that why does Allah forgive so much? Because, and that, see now, Hadrat, what a maqam he must be. How many khatams he used to make? How many times he must have made khatam? But at that moment, Allah put it in heart. He says, because Allah says in the Quran Sharif that Allah Ta'ala loves to forgive. Because Allah Ta'ala is Ghafurul Wadood. And Hadrat explained to us that in the whole Quran Sharif and many, many places you get the two names of Allah together. Ghafurul Rahim, Hakimul Alim, many places. And wherever these two words come together, Sifat of Allah, they've got a great connection between them. And if we ponder in that connection, we will see what ulum comes into us. If we just ponder into what the connection between those two words. So here in this one ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, He is Wahuwal Ghafurul Wadood. He forgives and He is Wadood. Why does He forgive? Because He loves. Because He loves His creation. Any person you love very greatly, that person can make the biggest mistakes. You forgive that person. You have your own son working for you in the business. He makes a mistake. And you have a worker working. And he makes a mistake. Perhaps the worker's mistake is less or equal. And the son's mistake may be equal or more. But your son, you can easily forgive him. But the worker, you find it hard to forgive. You fire him. Because you love your son. Who you have love for, you just forgive. So we have to have that love of Allah. And then Allah Ta'ala forgives that person readily. To become the beloved of Allah is something very, very great. Sultanul Awliya, Hazrat Khaja Mu'iduddin, Hazrat Maulana Khaja Nizamuddin Awliya Rahmatullahi, one of the great, great Awliya. On one occasion, one of his Khadims, he was making his khidmat, and he made his khidmat to such an extent that this happens then, that the person who's the makhdoom, whose khidmat is made, he just comes in a josh, and he says, ask what you want to ask. Like Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala, he told Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, that when you just become in that great josh, a happiness of yours, ask what you want to ask and you will get it. So he also, his khadim had made so much khidmat, and he was so pleased with his khidmat. And he said that, do you want to become a habib or a mahbub, a lover or a beloved? What would you like to become? What you're going to ask, you're going to get it now. If you want to become a lover, you will become a lover. You want to become a beloved, you will become a beloved. So he thought, then he said, isn't it all right if I go and ask my mother first? Those days, the mothers were also great sahiba hal. They also had great maqam. So he said, let me take my mother's word. He said, no problem, go. You can ask your mother. Mother was about one day's walking distance from where he was. So in those days, transport was bus number 11. The two legs. Wherever you want to go, you catch bus number 11. And then you go there. So he went walking. On his way, he found if there were one majzoob, a person who is deeply in the love of Allah also. But outwardly, you can't make them out. You look outwardly, they look like tramps. They look like, they got no value, like they just like lying by the side of the road, or just they like people, nobody will even give them a second thought, or that even he's a living person or he's a human or what, nobody will think also. But when their eyes met, so he made salam, and he gave a casual salam, and then he told him that what you want to become, a habib or a mahbub. So he got a shock of his life, that how he knows that what a proposal has been put to me. So then he told him, you tell me what I must become. He said, you said you're going to ask your mother. So go and ask your mother. So now even more he was convinced. So then he added, he told, if your mother doesn't tell you, then tomorrow you come here, you'll find me here. Then you ask me, I will tell you. So he went home. He reached night home. He made his mother's lot of khidmat and made her happy. And then he said, mother, I've come for a very special mashura. I have to ask you that my sheikh has offered me that do I want to become a lover or a beloved? So I'm asking you. So, and then he mentioned this incident also, that he met this majzoob on the way, and he asked me before I spoke anything, what you want to become. And then he told me on his own, you said you're going to ask your mother, so go and ask your mother. So she said, in that case, you just ask him. He will be able to give you the answer. So in the morning, again, he made his mother's khidmat, took her duas, and then he came. Came to that place, he saw he's not there. So he asked the people, where is he? So they said, he passed away yesterday. So he said, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. I didn't get the answer from my mother, he has passed away. So after that, when he got control of himself, he asked, where is his qabr? He said, qabr? He is not a person, he's like a pauper. Like even if the government, a person who dies in the jail, they don't give them a royal burial. Yes, anywhere, they just dump them, sort of. So they say there on all where the dirt is collected, they dumped his body there. No cover for him. So he went there, and he saw him lying there. So he made salam. He stood up. He sat up. And then he told him that, what should you become? So what we would like to become? A lover or a beloved? Those who heard it before, they will know the answer. But those who didn't, what will you choose of your own? Do you want to become a lover or a beloved? So he told him that become a beloved. If you become a lover, he said, I was a lover of Allah, madly in the love of Allah. But this is what our condition. You don't even get a grave. And if you become a beloved, then you get a mazar. And the people from around the world, 24 hours they are there making salam on you and all, what and what they do for you. Well, and people have great respect. People travel from where and where to come to your qabr. And people in their love and ignorance, they do all even wrong, haram, shirk and bid'at also they do. All in the honor of that person. So, and all this starts, first you have to become a lover. And when you love, and your love reaches that extent, that your beloved is now convinced of your love. That is what, one person saw a beautiful woman on the street, and he started praising a most beautiful woman, and it's love at first sight, and he's praising her and talking, and he's walking behind her. She saw there's a danger man, he's here behind me. So when her house came, she turned to turn in her house. And immediately she told him, my sister is coming from at the back, and she is more beautiful than me too. So immediately he looked back. So she gave him one slap from the side. And she said, just now I was the most beautiful woman in the world. You never saw a more beautiful woman. Now I just told you that my sister is coming, and she's not coming also. And you turned there. So this is not when that love is to that extent, that you really love the person. This is when you get that they ask you, what do you want? Ask what you want and you will get what you want. Not this fake love. Even normally, most of us with our wives also, we don't have love. It's infatuation. It's an imaginary. Most of us, we have got lust, not love. Just to satisfy ourselves. When once we are satisfied, then we start finding fault and shouting and all that. But when we got that need to satisfy ourselves, then we become very sweet and very nice. Just it's just a matlabi. And a person who's a matlabi got no value whatsoever. A person who is genuine. So to become a beloved. So Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam told Hazrat Aisha immediately that what must you ask for? Ask for forgiveness. Allahumma innaka. Undoubtedly you are afuwun, you are forgiveness, embodiment of tuhibbul afwa. You love to forgive. Fa'afu anni. So forgive me. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, when these occasions come, like Laylatul Qadr, or any other such, the night of Jum'ah, many occasions like this, the day of Arafah, and if a person is there in Arafat, on Hajj day, what must he ask for? So that, then you tell Allah Ta'ala that, Ya Allah, I've come to you. And everyone when he goes and visits somebody, he himself feels, I want to give something to the person, and I want to give something what that person loves. And what that person, if it's something that he needs, what to say. And what he loves, what to say. And I may, in other words, I want to make him happy. I want to take a gift. I can't go empty handed. I must go with a gift. So when we go to Allah Ta'ala, which gift we going to give to Allah? What hasn't Allah Ta'ala got? Allah has got everything. Now what gift are we going to give Allah Ta'ala? So our Shaykh, Arif Billah, what darja of his marifat of Allah Ta'ala? He says, oh Allah, I have come with truck loads of gunas. Guna by Allah, and every person, Hazrat explains also, loves something which is foreign, not something which is locally available, something which is from foreign, from outside, which is not yet locally available. So by Allah, everything, there is no local and foreign by Allah. Everything is by Allah Ta'ala. But Ya Allah, I've come with something which is not by you. And that is guna. Allah is Pak, Saf. Allah is tayyib, doesn't accept only tayyib, only accepts tayyib. Pure. But you, I brought gunas, and it is your enjoyment, like your hobby, that you love to forgive. So now I've come with more than enough truckloads of gunas, so for you to forgive. And you love to forgive, so forgive me. Do what you love to do. You love to forgive. In fact, it comes clearly in the hadith. If nobody has to commit any sin, Allah will destroy those people. And though they are so pious, and Allah will bring a creation that will commit sin. Because, and then they will ask for forgiveness. Allah loves to forgive. Therefore, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali also says that there is no person who is a write-off by Allah Ta'ala. Yeah, if we, our car came in an accident, and some ulama with traveling in a car in Karachi, and they met up with an accident, and the car was like a sardine tin. Nothing left of the car. Like a sardine tin it became. But the ulama who got saved, one of them came to meet Hazrat. So Hazrat said, the newspapers had the pictures of the car. And it's impossible to accept that a person could have come out alive or stayed alive. So Hazrat said, you hale and healthy, just the accident, what happened? He says that just before the accident happened, I could feel some like cool, calming hands holding me and putting me outside the car. The farishtas, they take you off. And after that, the accident happened. So like that, when Allah wants to save you, and so the car can be a write-off. The panel beater and haram insurance companies also, the car is a write-off. But by Allah, there is nobody, but nobody, who can be a write-off. Shaitan refused. It comes in the riwayat that in the time of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Shaitan requested Musa alayhi salam that ask Allah if he will forgive me. So Allah said, no problem. Just go to the qabr of Adam alayhi salam. My same command still stands. Go and make sajda. And I will forgive you. He refused to do it. So even for Shaitan, so there is no right of, nobody must ever think that I'm a write-off, no matter what condition. And this is one thing, like many other things, we find problems in our life. We got health problems, we got financial, we got this problem. Somebody, nightmares after nightmares we are seeing. Somebody, we just can't sleep at night, whatever. Just turn to Allah and plead with Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala, and when we really plead, and we really beg, Allah changes the condition immediately. Otherwise, normally Allah's system, sunnat, one is adatullah, sunnatullah, and one is qudrat of Allah. Allah's qudrat, He can do anything in a split second. He can change history also. Allah makes time to stop also. Time doesn't stop. Time does not wait for no tide in. Died in time, waits for nobody. But when Allah wants to stop it, Allah stops it. Allah's Qudrat is above everything. Allah can change history. We just turn to Allah Ta'ala. So one is Allah's Qudrat, He can do that. And one is Allah's Adat. Allah's Adat, Sunnatullah, that Allah gives it time to prove yourself that are you genuine, are you sincere. We feel that I made this one tawbah, one time I said it, one time saying Allah can do what is supposed to be done. But Allah normally, the system of Allah, if Allah wants to, you can be a baby tomorrow, today, tomorrow you're an old man already. And unfortunately, there are those poor unfortunate people, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ajmain, who never experienced youth. Before they became youth, they went into old age. What youth is, they never experienced that also. So Allah's Qudrat, Allah can take you from your childhood, just little adolescent, and you become like an old man already. And you didn't understand, didn't enjoy what youth is. Ask a young man who just gets married what youth is, aspirations and what feelings a person. And one is an old man who is gone colder than a deep freeze also. There is nothing that can stir him in any way whatsoever. So yes, when on these occasions our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said, whether it's Arafat, Laylatul Qadr, whether it is the nights of Jum'ah, the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, all these Mubarak times when you have, then you tell Allah, I have come with truckloads of gunas, and you love to forgive. You just enjoy forgiving, so forgive me. Do what you like, what you love to do. So this night is also that night. So it is a night of forgiveness. And we see also Shab-e-Barat. The dua of Shab-e-Barat, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika bi'afwika min iqabika. The first thing is afwa. There also is forgiveness. If we study the whole Quran, how many a'mal have come in the hadith? You do this, forgiveness. You do this, forgiveness. Forgiveness is one of the biggest ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. To ask for forgiveness. And forgiveness till the last moment of our lives. We have to beg and keep on asking for forgiveness. And like this night, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam didn't show 10 du'as. Ulama for this night, they've quoted long, long du'as also. What a person should ask. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam instantly told this one du'a, du'a of forgiveness. And the whole du'a is of nothing else but forgiveness. A shaheed also who passes away. So he's a shaheed, his iman is there, complete, intact. And he's got what position by Allah Ta'ala. But if he's got debts on him, which is also a guna, a form of guna, debts on him, he won't go straight to Jannah. But the person who passes away with maghfirat, all his gunas, not only VIP, VVIP treatment, he goes straight to Jannah. And in our deen, mashallah, there are those things that with those amal which we have been blessed with, which we have treasures which we have been given, by which a person can go straight to Jannah. The Amir of Makki Masjid in Karachi, Tablighi Markaz, by Yamin, I'll just go a bit more back. He was first living in Delhi, old Delhi. Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali was in Markaz. So in that time it was a long distance. The Markaz was like out of Delhi. It wasn't in town, it was like out of town. And but he should come regularly for Shab Guzari. So on one occasion, and that time he didn't have a beard, sir. He was an academic, a professional man. So after having close contact and after many years, and Mona Ilyas Rahmatullah with their family, he had a family connection also. That if they have any family thing, some atika, if you have a feast, some nikah, Maulana has to be invited. See, Maulana has to be there. Such a person, Maulana just put his hands on his cheek and said that if sunnah comes, so beautiful it will be, just so much. He became angry, upset. He stopped coming. He wasn't coming anymore to Shab Guzari. So then Maulana, at that time, hired an ox wagon to go and visit him. And he went and he asked him for maaf. And I won't again tell you even this. And what words Maulana used at that time? That of for thande tawe par roti daldi. I put my roti on a cold tawa. When the woman make their rotis, the tawa has to be hot first. If the tawa is not yet hot and you put your flour, it sticks on it. Now you got a big job again, cleaning up all that. And if your tawa is hot, you put your Well, just in a few, you get crispy, crispy, nice, warm, warm, ghee roti. And just put a little sugar on it and you don't need tarkari or anything. And you can have it, you enjoy it. That is when the tawa. So when a person first make the tawa hot when you want to tell somebody, don't go and just give him big bayans and he's not ready to accept it. First get him in that mood, what you're going to tell him. In fact, Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali said, to give somebody advice is haram until, or Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali said, until he does not regard your roti and your shouting as the same. In other words, you shout how he wants his roti, his food. He enjoys it. Your shouting he enjoys so much. He's so much in contact with you. He loves you. He gives his life. Now shout that person. He will appreciate. And a person who hasn't got that, you tell him anything, he goes more further away. He gets angry, he gets upset that who are you to tell me? But when that contact is there. So that was the father by Yamin. Alhamdulillah, we had the good fortune to meet him. We just went in Jamaat, we reached there about 11, 12 o'clock at night. And how they hosted us at that time. Then the other thing that I wanted to explain about him, that his mother, his wife, Maulana was teaching in Binnori town also, he came here in Jamaat. Anyway, her son. So her son told me when he came here that his mother, after she passed away, he saw in a dream. And in a dream, he saw her in the form of a beautiful green bird. But their eyes met. And in their eye meeting, she knew this is my son, he knew this is my mother. And she said that Allah has put me, we just died. And immediately we were put into Jannah. He said she's a very strong Jamaat worker doing ta'aleem, that in the qabr, all hisab, kitab, questioning, Qiyamah Day questioning. She said, all that we should speak about, but that nothing happened about that to us. We were just taken straight and we were put into Jannah. And yeah, we fly around and we get our rosy and we just eat where we want to. And when we want to sleep, we go into the qindil, the chandelier by the arsh of Allah, and we go and sleep there. So this is a person who reads Ayatul Kursi after every Faraz namaz. A person who reads Ayatul Kursi, it comes in the hadith, then there is nothing that blocks that person from entering into Jannah, only maut. As soon as your maut comes, you are moved straight to Jannah. All Allah, all these other things are put aside. Hisab, kitab, qabar, barzakh, all that. So you go straight to Jannah. So there are those amal also in our deen, that where you, forgiveness is one great, great. If you have forgiveness from Allah, then you get VVIP treatment everywhere as you go along. Very, very important treatment you get. So this is one night like that, the night of asking for forgiveness. Shabe Barat, the 15th night of Shaban also. And in that also, what a beautiful dua we are taught. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika, inni a'udhu bi afwika, min iqabik. Oh Allah, ask you your forgiveness in place of, and turn it away from your iqab, your punishment, your revenge that you take. So this is the fail of Allah Ta'ala. Allah's work that Allah, don't punish me, forgive me. Inni a'udhu bi afwika, I take refuge in your forgiveness from your punishment, from your retribution. So this is the fail, the work of Allah Ta'ala. Wa'udhu bi ridaka min sakhatik. And oh Allah, I seek protection from your rida, from you being happy with me, from against your anger. Don't be angry with me, be pleased with me. These are the sifat of Allah Ta'ala. The anger of Allah and the pleasure of Allah. These are sifat. So this dua starts from the fail, the works of Allah Ta'ala. It proceeds and it goes to the sifat of Allah Ta'ala. Wa'udhu bika minka. That is the zat of Allah, the being of Allah. That, oh Allah, I seek protection from you, in you, from you. That you can forgive also, you can punish also. You can give your love also, you can give your anger also. So a person, how beautifully ulama have explained this hadith, that a person in this one night, in this one dua, Allah tabaraka ta'ala takes him through the whole journey of suluk, which takes us years and years to come. This one dua takes you in one dua from the fail of Allah to the sifat of Allah, and then in the zat of Allah Ta'ala, in the being of Allah Ta'ala. So those are the duas that Allah has given us. And then this is the night which Allah tabaraka ta'ala himself says, inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. That we, and why does Allah use the plural, we, when Allah is one? Allah is wahdahu la sharik, qul huwa allahu ahad. This is to show authority. Any government when speak, they don't say that I, you say we, that is that authority. So Allah says that the greatest authority is of the authority of Allah Ta'ala. Qulillahumma malikal mulk, Allah is malikul mulk. And how beautiful our Shaykh Arif Billah, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, explained the name of Allah. As we see it written here on top, Allah. In Arabic, according to Arabic calligraphy, you can write Allah's name in different ways also. But according to the Sharia It's not permitted to write Allah's name in any other way but this way. Like the Quran Sharif, like many words, Mustafa. You can write it fa with a ya, or you write fa with a alif. There are many, many, many. But to write Quran Sharif, the script of the Quran is also, we have to maintain that. You can't write it as Musa. Musa, we can write meem, waw, seen, ya, and khara, zabar. That is how it is written. But you can't write it seen, alif also. But it the script of the Quran, so Allah's name also, you cannot write in any other way, though there are ways of writing. Only permitted to write it in this way. And Hazrat says, if you study this, you will see the great Qudrat and power and the might and greatness of Allah Ta'ala. That this name of Allah Ta'ala is written here with Alif, Allah, and then Lam, and another Lam. And then they are written, the two Lams are written like together. And in this way you can see it's like a Tashdeed also. And it is also a crown. This is how a crown is also, the picture of a crown is like that. So that is the crown of Allah Ta'ala. And on top of it is the Tashdeed. That is, Allah is the King of Kings. The crown of Allah is the crown of all the crowns in the world. All the kings of the world, rulers of the world, they are all under Allah. Allah is the highest. And then a person like gets surprised, is Allah really so great? So that khara zabar, like the exclamation mark, yes, it is. Allah alone is so great. And then the conclusion of the whole word, the name of Allah also is in the who. That there is nothing else. Meradil ho jai ek medan hu. That my heart becomes an open land. And tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho. Only you be in that open land, nothing else. No, no house, no family, no furniture. In my life, in my eyes, in my heart, in my mind, it's only you, O Allah. So in this name of Allah, Allah has kept it. And Allahu Akbar, Allah reward the ulama who have explained to us that La ilaha illallah, the greatest statement, the most bold, the greatest, the absolute statement that can be made of for the world is La ilaha illallah. There is no deity besides Allah is the greatest. And all this is written with only three alphabets. La ilaha illallahu. Alif, Lam, and Ha. That's all. And they challenge in any language, use only three alphabets to make a simple sentence. You can't make a simple sentence just using three alphabets. And Allah made the greatest statement, the absolute statement. That cannot be rocked in any way whatsoever with only three alphabets. And the completion of it, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammad has got three alphabets. Meem is twice. So three. And Rasul has got four. Four in three, seven. And these three, ten. Tilka asharatun kamila. In the ten alphabets, Allah has, everything is included. The successes of this dunya and akhirat, everything is in La ilaha illallah. So Allah has given us that. So this is the night, inna anzalnahu, this whole Quran Sharif, which is the whole explanation and tashrih of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. And this, the day of Arafat, which is the greatest day in our Islamic calendar. Then Laylatul Qadr, the greatest night. And the greatest nights are the last 10 nights, this Ashara which we are going through. And the greatest days are the first 10 days of Zulhijjah. And the greatest day is the day of Arafah. And in Arafah, was one Jew came to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. He said, there's one ayat that is in the Quran Sharif. Had that ayat been revealed on us, we should make that a day of Eid. He asked, which day ayat was that? He said that, the ayat, Al-Yawma Akmaltu Lakum Deenakum وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. هذا عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه says, I know perfectly well when that ayat was revealed, where it was revealed, and how on Nabi alayhi salatu wa all the details. That is the day of Eid. The day of Arafat is our day of Eid. What a great day the day of Arafat is for us. The greatest day of Arafat. So Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala gave us for all these occasions, the greatest thing we must ask is for forgiveness of Allah Ta'ala. And all these great days, all this greatness, even this night, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ خَيْرٌ مِنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرِ. It is better than 1,000 months. And that still doesn't give us how opens our minds completely. A month has got how many days and nights? Average 30. So 30,000 days a night, which is better than, not equal to, khairum min. And Allah's khair, only Allah knows how much khair there is in. If a rich man tells a poor man, you do this job for me, I'll give you 200 rand, 500 rand. If you do a good job, I'll give you more. If he's a rich man and he's a generous man, how much more can you expect? You can't expect another 500. Perhaps 100 you will expect or whatever. And if he's a rich man but a stingy man, then what you can expect? It's just words that he's talking. And if he's a poor man and he's a generous man, what can you expect from him? He hasn't got anything to give. But Allah, who is the richest up from Allah, أنفق يا بلال ولا تخشى من ذي العرش إقلالا. Have no fear by Allah, there is no shortage of anything. When time will go, but when Jews in their gathering, the one speaker, he told that Allah is gone poor. So Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu went and gave him one slap. After that he came and he complained, just making it short, to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that Hazrat Abu Bakr. So Hazrat, you saw Abu Bakr, not Umar. This is not the work of Hazrat Abu Bakr. This is the work of Umar. He said, no, Hazrat Abu Bakr, I know it was he. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam called Hazrat Abu Bakr. You said this word, you slapped him. This is not your work, it is the work of Umar's department. He said, no, I slapped him. He said, my Allah is gone poor. So I gave one slap. Then Allah revealed the ayat that وَقَالَتِ الْيَهُودُ يَدُ اللَّهِ. Allah Ta'ala's hand is now with hand. Allah can't spend anymore. So Allah is that. There is no limit to the treasures of Allah. And when Allah says خَيْرٌ, how much more better we cannot imagine. How much more we going to do our job better on Laylatul Qadr, Allah is just going to give. We can't imagine how much. What is 1,000 months? Allah will give much more than that. خَيْرٌ مِنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرِ. And أَلْفِ شَهْرِ, 1,000 months, is 30,000 nights. So in that one night, you can get the reward of 30,000 nights. Then what is our night? By the time we have to go and sleep, it's already 11 o'clock, half past 11, 12 o'clock, we don't sleep before 12. And before 3, by about 3, you have to be up again. A person will be prepared to make this little sacrifice. And tomorrow you can cover it up. Or after Eid, go and cover it up, go and sleep. One of our senior ustads, Maulana Yusuf Pandor, from whom we benefited very greatly, when he wrote his exams in Deoband, those days, for about 1 month he didn't sleep. And after the exam he slept 1 week. Only should get up to eat, make namaz and sleep again. One way he was sleeping. So we can go and sleep afterwards now. There is not, after all, the first night. Did you ever hear of a husband or a wife, the first night they say, the husband says, you know, to get things right, our house, our room, furniture, to get my clothing, my shoes, I didn't sleep so long. Or the wife says, you know, last night I went to the hairdresser and they blew my head. And what they do? You go for hairdressing. What is hairdressing? They mix it all up and make it like wild and then put some perm in it to keep it look wild. So I had all that done, and I didn't sleep on the bed. I'm sitting in the chair and sleeping. So whatever want to happen, we'll see tomorrow night. But tonight, let me sleep. Or the husband say, tonight, let me, it never happens. Where all that tiredness goes? Yeah, when Fajr Azan goes, then all that tiredness comes out. Now I have to sleep. Whether my Jamaat Namaz or my Namaz is done, that we forget then. So afterwards we can cover up our sleep. So this is a night that Allah Ta'ala, Allahumma innaka afuwan. So forgiveness. And then, وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر تنزل الملائكة والروح. All the malaika are coming down tonight on the night of Laylatul Qadr, and their leader Jibreel alayhi salam is with them also, and he tells them, spread out on the earth everywhere, and wherever you find any person mu'min is in the ibadat of Allah, shake hands with him. And a person feels that when this, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat Shaykh Al Hadith, Mawlana Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, those people will feel who are every night in ibadah. They will feel the difference. Not a person who just one night now. He won't get that, he won't feel it. But a person who was constantly in that ibadah, he will feel this difference of this night. And shaking of the hands of the malaika. Jibreel alayhi salam shakes the hands of those people who are in ibadat. And then what? وَالْرُوحُ فِيهَا بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ أَمْرٍ سَلَامٍ. That is the other great thing, which we are missing the boat also. One is forgiveness is on this night. And these occasions, main thing we must ask. We make our namaz at the end. Allahumma innaka afuun kareemun. Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira. Ask for forgiveness. The best ibadat is that ends on forgiveness. Asking of forgiveness. Your hajj, your rosa, your zakat. And if just it comes on your tongue, that you ask for forgiveness. Remember, now you are on the highways of reaching Allah. Greatest ibadat when, and if it comes naturally, you are very fortunate that you make the everyone praising you, but you asking for forgiveness. And the other is salam. This whole night here, salamun qawlam min rabbi rahim. Salam from Rabb. Who is Rabb? And is Rahim. He here hatta matla'il fajr. And the salam, what is Islam? From salam, peace. Islam has come to give peace. Today the West have portrayed Islam that Muslims are terrorists. Muslims are always causing fights, and any hot spot in the world, Muslims are definitely involved. They're giving the picture that Muslim is, they support terrorism. They support going against the government, fighting against peace, upsetting the apple cart. That is, and we also have taken it. Yes, we are like that. Whereas Islam is peace, salam. Here, hatta matla, on this great night, what is it? Peace, serenity. Our salam we don't make. Assalamu alaikum, peace be upon you. Peace from Allah Ta'ala. It is all peace and forgiveness. So to be at peace with yourself, be at peace with your family members, be at peace with your Rabb, with your Allah, be at peace with your workers. Islam is taught, if we treat our workers properly, any small little work they do, we credit them for it. MashaAllah, you did this extra, take this here. You'll only find peace all the time. But when you want to suck the last blood, a drop of blood from them, there was a show in Karachi, in Pakistan, and in there was that a person who, from a dry lemon, if he can take out one drop of lemon juice, he wins the prize. So big, big, strong people, they pressed it, but dry lemon, what are you going to get out from a dry lemon? Nobody could do it. Old man, frail, weak, he couldn't walk straight also. He's falling this side, that side, and he can't go. He went. So the people objected when so big pehelwan, restless. They couldn't take out that drop. Where this old man? So others said, no, if he wants to go, everyone got a chance. Everyone must be given the opportunity. So he went. And he just took it and he squeezed it and drops of lemon came out. Lemon juice. They all got a shock. How? You? He says, I'm the tax man. And I take out the last drop from everyone. That I don't live. I'm working in a tax office. And we squeeze out every person, everything. So anyway, what is I say this one? Yeah. So this is only Islam is peace. We've got the wrong idea. There is no idea of terrorism. Jihad is to bring peace and order in the world. Any government has got their police force, they got their government, and they got so many other agencies. For what they got? To make trouble, to keep peace. Islam also. So why blame Islam? But we, unfortunately, we haven't understood. Let us understand what this night is, and we'll make the ibadah with great fervor and feeling. And we'll connect with peace of Allah Ta'ala. We'll connect with the forgiveness of Allah Ta'ala. It is a great night that Allah has given us. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Laylatul qadr has got 9 alphabets, which indicate to the 9th month of the Islamic calendar, which is the month of Ramadan. It has come 3 times. 3 times 9, 27. It refers to the 27th. There are 30 words in the Suratul Qadr. The 27th word is Hiya. Matla'il Fajr. Hatta Matla'il Fajr. That the 27th. So indications of this, Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, that is generally, which the ulama generally accept, this night comes every night on the 27th. But we should not take it only for that. Clearly it comes. It's one of the odd nights in the last 10. And some aqwala, it can come out of Ramadan also. Out of the 10 nights also. Out of Ramadan also. But the greatest best, this is the night that we should try and make our ibadat what we can. And as much as we can on the other odd nights, the even nights, and Allahu Akbar. The whole year we can make Laylatul Qadr. It comes in the hadith, authentic. Tafsir, that a person who reads Alif Lam Mim Sajda and Tabarakal Ladhi between Maghrib and Isha gets the sawab of Laylatul Qadr. That is the whole year you can make Laylatul Qadr. And that person will feel when it is that Laylatul Qadr. That's extra special, he will feel it. And this two surahs, one person was a great sinner. He did nothing right. Everything wrong was in his life. But he never missed his Alif Lam Mim Sajda. That he should read. When he passed away, azab was coming for him. Then the surah came in the form of a beautiful form and told Allah Ta'ala, I am part of your Quran and I intercede for this person and forgive him. And if you don't forgive him, then write me out of your Quran, which Allah will not do. So then Allah forgave him all his gunas. And Allah Ta'ala said, on top of that, raise his positions even more higher. So, and the same rewards are for Surah Tabarakalladhi and Alif Lam Mim Sajda. And many other great, great rewards. So read those two surahs also now, between Maghrib and Isha. Every night we read them, and we get the sawab. A person who reads the last ruku of Ali Imran, Inna fi khalqis samawati wal ard, wa ikhtilafi al-layli wal nahar, any part of the night. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's practice was, when he used to get up for tahajjud, he should look up at the skies, and then he should read this ruku. A person who reads it any part of the night, he gets the sawab of making ibadat the whole night. And so if that night is Laylatul Qadr, you got the sawab of the whole night.